Today on the Pastor's Study, we begin our lesson today by asking the question, why preach the Bible? Why preach the Bible? We'll get to it in just a moment, but let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, it's great to be saved. Amen. Thank you for saving this wicked sinner. Amen. And washing away all my sins in the precious blood of your Son, Lord. Dear Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to open up your very words, the Holy Bible, as we have here in this King James Bible. Lord, thank you for them. Father, thank you for the listeners, for those that listen. I pray your blessing upon them. I pray you'd save the lost sinner. I pray, Lord, that you would accomplish whatever you want to today and need to. And that as you promised that your word would go out and not return void, accomplish what it needs to accomplish. Father, just have your way and your will in our lesson today. We just give thanks and we praise you in your Son Jesus' precious name. Amen. Why preach the Bible? Why preach the Bible? And of course, when I say the Bible, the Holy Bible, I'm talking about the King James Bible, where God has chosen to preserve, amen, his inerrant, infallible, indestructible words, amen. Thank God for the King James. But why preach the Bible? Well, I want to turn to the Psalmist David, Psalm 37, in verse 31. And the words of God say in Psalm 37, verse 31, the law of his God is in his heart. And of course, when you see the law of God, again, it's referring to the words of God. The law of his God is in his heart. That's a great place, isn't it? That's where the word of God should be in each Christian's life, is implanted deeply in their heart. Now notice, because the law of his God is in his heart, notice the results. None of his steps shall slide. None of his steps shall slide. The psalmist King David tells us the benefit of having the word of God in our heart is that none of his steps shall slide, and none of our steps shall slide. In other words, the individual will not stumble in his walk with the Lord. He will walk worthy of the vocation wherein he is called. So, if you want to have the right walk with God, and you don't want to stumble, and you want to live for God, then the words of God need to be in your heart, my friend. You know, a lot of people have head knowledge. They can quote the scriptures. Amen. They can know a lot about the Bible and what the Bible says. But that Bible, the words of God, need to be planted deep in our hearts. A similar statement is made in Psalm 119, verse 11. Listen. Psalm 119, verse 11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart. And why did the psalmist hide the word of God in his heart? Why did he memorize it? That I might not sin against thee. You know, I believe as Christians, if we would memorize the word of God and put it in our hearts, place it in our hearts, there'd be a lot of us would not stumble, would not fall into sin, amen, would be convicted of our sin, would avoid temptation, amen, if we would just hide it in our hearts, the Word of God. We hide a lot of stupid stuff in our hearts, don't we? A lot of the sound bites of this world and so forth and so on. So from David's statement here in Psalm 37, verse 31, we get the glimpse to the answer to the question that I want to preach for a while. Why preach the Bible? Why not preach some other source? Some other writing, some mystical writing, or some writing of so-called worldly wisdom, amen? Well, the answer to why preach the Bible, number one, is because the Bible, the Holy Bible, convicts of sin. Nothing else that has ever been written will convict you of your sin or my sin. You see, why is that? Because all other things written, all other books written are dead. But the Word of God is alive. It's alive. It's living. It's powerful. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 4. And I'm sure some of you have this verse already memorized and placed in your heart. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. See? Notice what it says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 with me. For the Word of God, here's a description of the Word of God. For the Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I mean, the Word of God will just open you right open. Amen. Will display you. Will show you for what you are. Amen. I mean, it's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It will cut you. It will convict you of your sin and your wickedness. And it knows what you're thinking. And it'll bring those things, the way you're thinking, the wrong thinking, into light. Amen. See? It convicts of sin. The Word of God shows you and I for what we really are. See? You and I, we can't see God with our physical eyes. But when you and I open the Word of God, we see God through His words. And when you come before Almighty God, and you do come before our Almighty God into His presence, when you open up the Word of God and you read it, what happens? Amen. What happens when you come into the presence of Almighty God, to the Holy God, amen, of the Bible? Well, we had a man, Isaiah, did we not? And he came into the presence of a holy God. See? And what did Isaiah say when he came into the presence of a holy God? Listen with me to what Isaiah has to say here. In Isaiah chapter 6, beginning in verse number 1, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim, and each one had six wings, with twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved. The posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke." Notice here, Isaiah. He says, "Then said I," as he's here in the presence of the Lord, he said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. Not only that, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King in the Lord." Now that's the Old Testament. Amen? But let's go to the New Testament. I'm sure some of you have heard of the Apostle Paul. Amen? Probably the greatest, probably one of, if not the greatest Christian that ever lived. But notice what he said about himself. Because he had come into the presence of Almighty God. And he said, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing." In fact, he called the human body vile. Amen. and that God would return someday to change it into a glorified body. So why preach the Bible, my friends? Because it convicts of sin. Not only that, but the Bible converts the soul. Converts the soul. The Word of God is the instrument that the Lord uses to bring us to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we turn to the psalmist in Psalm number 19, if you would. In Psalm number 19, in verse number 7, the words of Almighty God have this to say. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The Word of God is perfect, my friends. If it wasn't, it wouldn't be able to convert our souls. You see that? The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And I'm talking about real conversion, not just reformation, or turning over a new leaf, as they say. No, the Word of God brings us to Jesus Christ, and He does the saving. So it can be really be said that we are born again by the WORDSs of God, the words of God. Look at it in 1 Peter with me. In 1 Peter, in chapter 1 and verse number 23, we read, it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed. See, that's how the Word of God is referred to, is seed. And we certainly have many corruptible seeds out there in these new so-called modern Bibles, amen. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. Word of God is something you can trust. It liveth and abideth forever. How many things that have been written down on paper have decayed and rotten and known and forgotten about? Well, that's not the case with the words of God. It liveth and abideth forever. We see, why preach the Bible? The Bible convicts of sin, the Bible converts the soul, and the Bible cleanses the conscience. There is nothing that will cleanse like the Word of God. Amen. It will cleanse the conscience, my friend. Amen. Let's turn to John's Gospel for a moment. In chapter number 15, in verse number 3, Jesus said, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. You and I need a daily cleansing. Amen. From the things of this world, from ourselves, from our wicked flesh. And the only thing that can cleanse us, make us clean spiritually, is the words of Almighty God. You see, the Bible is a dangerous book for an individual to read if he does not want to change his life, cleanse his life. That's why people don't want to hear good Bible preaching anymore. Amen. See? They don't want to be convicted. They don't want their conscience cleansed. Amen. Men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. And when you sit under good Bible teaching and preaching, and and all the counsel of God is preached, well, you're going to leave, amen, church sometimes not feeling so great about yourself, and that's the way it should be, see? So that's why people come to a church, maybe they come to your church, and they hear solid Bible preaching, but they don't come back because it's uncomfortable. So they go to one of these grandiose churches, amen, out there, which is nothing but entertainment, amen. It's built upon the ways of the world, because it wants to attract the people of the world. Well, God's methods have not changed. It's the preaching of the word of Almighty God that gets the job done, that converts the soul, convicts of sin, that cleanses the conscience. Also, the Bible. The Bible. Why preach the Bible? The Bible consecrates the life. Consecration, that's a big word, isn't it? But what does it mean? It means to sanctify. What does sanctify mean? To set apart. See? We're not just to get saved, but we're to be set apart for God's service, for God's use. Amen. See? There is one thing that will sanctify, right? Or set apart or consecrate any of us to the Lord, and that is the truth of the Word of God. People don't want the truth. See? Jesus says the truth will set you free. People rather stay in bondage to sin. Amen. But notice what Jesus said in John's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 17. He's praying. This is the Lord's prayer. This is the Lord Jesus Christ's prayer to his Father. And in verse 17 of John 17, Jesus says, sanctify them. Sanctify them. And he tells, praying to the Father, the means of that sanctification. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. See? So, if you want to have a life that's set apart for God, for the use of God, then it's the Bible. That's why the Bible should be preached, taught, read, memorized, because it consecrates one's life. It sets you apart. In fact, if we turn over the book of Romans with me, chapter 12, I want you to notice what the words of Almighty God say in verse 1. Romans chapter 12. Notice with me, would you? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. See? We're not to be conformed to this world. We're to come out. We're to be separate. We're to be sanctified. We're to be consecrated. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You hear time and time again, someone will ask you, preacher, what's the will of God for my life? Amen. How can I know the will of God for my life? Well, the only way you're going to know the will of God for your life, my friend, is through the words of God. The only way you're not going to be conformed to this world and you're going to be transformed by the renewing of your mind is if you read, study, meditate, come under good, solid Bible preaching of the words of Almighty God. And then you will know and understand what that good and acceptable, perfect will of God is for your life, my friend. There's no other way. You're not going to find out what the will of your life, God's will for your life, is by going down to the so-called Christian bookstore and finding a book or books, and I'm sure you're going to see it, on the will of God. What is the will of God for my life? And it goes on for 200, 300, 400 pages. And it does absolutely nothing but put filthy lucre in the pockets of the author. And you don't have to spend a dime. You can know what the will of God is. You can live a consecrated life for Almighty God just by reading, studying, meditating on the words of Almighty God in this good old King James Bible and being and coming under good, solid Bible preaching and teaching. Why preach the Bible? Well, the Bible corrects the wrong. The Bible corrects the wrong. My friend, if there's anything wrong in your life, it's because you have not stayed close to the Bible. You see, the closer we stay to the Bible, the more wrong in our lives will be corrected. Notice with me, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I'm sure you've read this verse many times. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now, why would God inspire His Word? Thank God He has, and He's also preserved His inspired Word, infallible, inerrant Word, the King James Bible. For what purpose? Why did He do it? Well, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Amen. In other words, there'll be a profit. Amen. If it is used for this purpose, there'll be positive results. There'll be a profit from the results if the Word of God is used for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. See? The Bible is used to correct us. It's to show us where we're wrong and how to get right and how to live for God. Again, people say, well, what do I need to do? How should I live for God? My friend, open up the words of God and He'll tell you clearly and plainly. Amen. That's why He's given you this, He's given Scripture by inspiration of God to profit you and I, to teach us doctrine, to reproof us, to correct us when we're wrong, and how to do right, instruct us in righteousness and how to do right. See? That's why the Bible is to be preached. Why preach it? Because it convicts of sin. Because it converts the soul. Because it cleanses the conscience. Because it consecrates the life and corrects the wrong. And also the Bible. We should preach it because it confirms the right. See, the reading the Bible will confirm the right, even though one may not have the opportunity to attend church. Look at with me in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, in verse 31. John, chapter 8, verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if ye continue in My word, then ye are My disciples indeed. Verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The farther one goes in the study of the Bible, the more confirmed he will be concerning the truths of God's words. It confirms. You know, it's great to hear a preacher preach, my friend. But it's your responsibility and my responsibility and every Christian's responsibility, is it not, to study the words of Almighty God. In fact, it's a command. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, we're commanded to study, to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When somebody comes and asks you why you believe what you believe, and you don't know why, because you haven't been studying like you should be, then you're going to be ashamed. And they're going to laugh in your face if you don't know the basis for why you believe what you believe. It's all in here, my friends. And if you study, amen, and you are commanded to study as an individual Christian, then you'll know, amen, you'll know what you believe and why you believe it, amen. See? And you should be able to. See that? You should be able to know why you believe what you believe. See? It's very important. The Bible confirms the right, does it not? So you and I, as instructed by God, need to be studying that Bible, the words of God, the Holy Bible, the King James Bible, so we can know, amen, and give an answer, amen, of why we believe what we believe. And finally, why should we preach the Bible? Why should the Bible be preached? Because the Bible comforts the heart. Amen. What is it that makes an individual rejoice and be happy as he travels along the pilgrimage of this life? Beloved, it is the Word of God. There is nothing in this world that will comfort an individual like the Bible. Look in Psalm 119 with me again. That great psalm, just about all the verses in Psalm 119 have to do with the words of God. In Psalm 119, verse number 50, words of God say this: "This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me." The psalmist was downhearted. He says he was afflicted, but the words of God brought him back to life, brought the joy back in his life. We all need to be comforted. Amen. Need to be comforted over the loss of a loved one, close family member, a child, a parent. Amen. Comforted while we're going through medical treatments, be it chemotherapy or something of that nature. And we're facing something that we've never faced before, and it's really weighing us down. Well, we know, as the words of God tell us, the words of God promise that it will bring comfort to our hearts as we face those things and we go through those things. We began our lesson today by asking the question, why preach the Bible? We answer the question, based on the Word of God, why preach the Bible, my friend? The Bible convicts of sin. The Bible converts the soul. The Bible cleanses the conscience. The Bible consecrates the life. The Bible corrects the wrong. The Bible confirms the right. And the Bible comforts the heart. Well, I hope this lesson, this study, has been a blessing to you. And remember, all our lessons are available on CD. Just drop me a line at the address at the end of the broadcast, and I'll get it right out to you. This is Brother Gino Cassieri, your Bible teacher. Thank you for joining me today on the Pastor Study. Until we meet again, may God richly bless you, is my prayer, and good day.